This is Undaunted Life, a man's podcast. I'm your host, Kyle Thompson. Let's get into it. All right, guys, there are no two ways about it, and there's a lot of different ways I can say it, but the way I thought to say it for you is that we're going for it. We are absolutely going for it. We here at Undaunted Life, we are about to enter the fight, okay? We're going farther behind enemy lines than we have ever gone before, but we can't do it without you. So more on that here in a second, so definitely stick around. But I wanted to kind of get into this podcast about the philosophy of Undaunted Life, but also about where we're going, because there is a fight that is right before us that a lot of people are not equipped to battle. They're not equipped to be a part of the battle. So I want to kind of go in a little bit here to why we do what we do. Because I've been asked that a lot before, like, Kyle, like, why talk about the subjects you talk about? Why go into the issues that you go into? And really, guys, this all starts with most content that's being created, okay? And so most of the content that's created, you know, for men, if you're listening to this, I'm using air quotes there, for men, it fails to equip men to be spiritually, mentally, and physically resilient in the face of life's obstacles, right? That's probably the easiest way to say it. The content tends to be very feminine, very secular, broad, overly broad, a little bit corny a lot of times. But with Undaunted Life, we're producing content specifically designed for the rugged Christian man looking for ways to improve as a man, okay? So the men that consume our content, for the most part, they cultivate manly resilience on a daily basis. And they really do stand ready to push back against spiritual and cultural darkness. And that's really what we're trying to equip men to do. Because a lot of men, they're trying their best, but they don't really know exactly how to pull that off. But there is spiritual darkness and cultural darkness that needs to be pushed back on. And you guys have seen this, right? There's certainly some things going on in the spirit realm right now that a lot of us can't really maybe even put our fingers on, but we can feel it. We can sense it. It's just this overwhelming darkness in our churches and some of the things that are going on, but especially with culture. There's a lot of things coming up right now within culture. There's things about transgenderism and about race and about just religious freedom overall. And guys, if you're not prepared to push back on some of the bad arguments that are happening, then you're not ready. You're not ready for the fight, okay? And so that's why I want to announce today with this podcast that we're kind of refreshing some stuff and redoing some stuff. And we've got some very, very exciting things that we need your help with. So stick around. But the very first thing is we've got a new mission statement. Okay. And that's this: Undaunted Life equips men to push back darkness with content that forges spiritual, mental, and physical resilience. So a lot of that, guys, is going to be familiar to you, especially the part about spiritual, mental, and physical resilience. But we're replacing cultivating manly resilience with pushback darkness. Okay. And the thing about cultivating manly resilience, some people don't really know exactly what that means. It's maybe not as clear as I would have wanted it, even though I'm kind of a wordsmith. I try to make things as clear as possible. But pushback darkness, I think guys get. I think guys feel that creeping darkness in on their lives. And what they're trying to do is push back on it. And a lot of guys don't know exactly how to do that. And so that really leads into the new vision that I've never actually shared with anybody. I've never actually shared this with anybody other than my wife, but there's kind of a five-pronged vision for why we're doing what we're doing. So guys, if you're into Undaunted Life, if you've listened to any of our content before, this should be interesting to you. So just kind of hang on with me. It'll be quick. But the first part of our vision is we want men to know how to seek the Lion of Judah. Okay. So, you know, I've talked about this a lot. Churches and pastors have done a good job teaching us about, you know, the beauty and the grandeur of the Lamb of God. But they have almost completely ignored the Lion of Judah. We talk about that all the time. We will show men how to view and worship Jesus in his totality, okay? So the second part of the vision is that churches will be man-friendly and man-centered, okay? So picking on the churches again, many churches do not even consider the men when they prepare their sermon content, when they're preparing music, their programming, just, you know, and so on and so forth. And it shows in their declining membership and their attendance numbers, right? Those things are going the opposite direction of what they want them to do. But we will show churches how to make their congregations attractive to men. So the third part of the vision here is that men will take back the ground ceded to darkness in the church, right? This kind of ties in with the mission. But there have been a lot of, I guess the best way to say it would be impotent pastors that have allowed demonic Marxist ideologies like postmodernism and feminism and critical theory to really permeate the hearts and minds of their congregants. And that is unacceptable. So we're going to show men, the men of the congregation, how to fight against those ideologies. Okay. Now, with the fourth part of the vision, I think this is important, but it ties to the last thing, which is men will take back the ground ceded to darkness in the culture, right? So we just got through talking about the church. Now we're going to talk about culture. So many churches have begun to operate downstream of culture. So culture becomes very, very important, right? And the culture in the West is speedily running in the direction of this supposed secular utopia that is supposed to be out there, right? But we're going to show men how to engage on every front of the culture wars. And the last part here, and this certainly doesn't wrap up all of our philosophies, but it really does kind of put a bow on the vision. It's this: modern boys will go through defined rites of passage. And I know that perked a lot of your ears up, because guys, there are very few cultures in the world today that have defined rites of passage that young men, go on this arduous journey. It takes them on this arduous journey, but important journey, from boyhood to manhood. So we're going to help show men how to lead their boys, how to call their boys into manhood. And there's a lot more to come with that, but I'll just kind of leave that there as the primer. So part of what we've done with kind of the revamp of our mission and vision is we've made some recent changes. Okay, so we have a brand new website. So guys, if you check out our website, it's just www.undaunted.life. You can check it all out there. We had a horrible website before. We tried to work with a guy to try to get the website going. It was not a great experience. So we put that back in-house. So that is all back here on us. And so that should be better for you. We've got a new podcast logo. So guys, if you didn't know what my ugly mug looked like before the new podcast logo, I am so sorry, but it's on the logo now. And that's just my face. Okay. I can't do anything about it. I'm unwilling to do anything about it. But guys, you got to admit, my beard was on point in that picture. I'm just saying, my beard was on point that day. It looked good in the picture. My wife's a photographer. She was bound to get a good photo. That's the new podcast logo. Also, you're going to see some slight modifications and changes to the overall podcast format. Those are going to kind of be evolving here in the near term, but you're still going to have a lot of the same types of things that you've grown to love. We've also, and this was pretty big, it took a long time, but we have launched a YouTube channel. Yes, we have finally launched a YouTube channel. I've been asked over and over and over, Kyle, when are you going to put your podcast on YouTube? I listen to it on YouTube Premiere or Premium or whatever it's called. Or hey, when are you going to start doing video things? Well, guys, if you're listening to my voice right now, you could be looking at my ugly face doing this via video. So I'm going to be recording all my solo podcasts via video. Those will go out just like normal on all the audio platforms, but then you will have it on the YouTube video platform as well. And guys, our last three interviews that we did, so if you're caught up, we talked with John Cooper of Skillet, Holly McKay, who wrote Only Cry for the Living, and Justin Brierley from the Unbelievable podcast over in the UK. All three of those are video interviews. So you can see the people that we're talking to. You can kind of see the interactions that we're having back and forth. And so all the ones that we have coming up, all the interviews that we have coming up, those will be available via video. So you can check those out. And now also you can download our book list, right? The 100 books every modern Christian man should read list. You can download it and keep it. So we struggled for a while with what is the best format to have this in, because our original idea, we built out this entire webpage with everything on there. It became a complete pain in the butt to change out any of the books, right? And so I didn't change the book list for months and months and months on end, because I was like, oh gosh, I just don't want to get on the website and mess with all of that. And so now it's very easy for me to change out books, because guys, I will change out, between maybe 5 and 10 of the books out of 100 every year. I kind of like shift things around as I read things and as other people suggest things to me. So now you can go to our website, just undaunted.life/booklist, and you can actually download the book list for yourself, which is awesome. But now we're going to transition to this part of the podcast where we're going to be talking about how specifically you can help with some of the changes that we're going through. So I get asked that a lot, and you've heard me talk about that a lot. Guys are like, hey, Kyle, what can I do? I love what you're doing. I love everything about the content that's coming out. We need more of it. How can I help? So there's kind of two categories of help, or two different tiers of help. There's the easy stuff, and then there's the deeper stuff. So let's just go over the easy stuff, because if you haven't done this already, this is a big help. So wherever you get your content, follow us there. Okay, so we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, we're kind of on Twitter, but we're not super active on that. Now we're on YouTube. Follow us in all these places, okay? Subscribe, or whatever the thing is that you have to do. Wherever you're listening to this right now, make sure you hit the subscribe button. Every time that happens, the algorithm, whether it's on Spotify or Apple Music or iHeartRadio or whatever, wherever you're listening to this, the algorithm loves when you interact with us, right? Whether you're leaving us comments or whether you're leaving us reviews, but that's an easy thing. Just follow us, subscribe. The second thing is rate. So everyone kind of has a different thing. Like on Apple Podcasts, you can actually give me a 5-star rating, but I don't think there's a way to do that on Spotify. But wherever you're listening to this, make sure you give us a 5-star rating. That's one way that you could help, right? That's an easy thing. And the other thing is to share, right? And so I mean that in the minor sense, to where it's like, if you find a podcast episode that you like, you can share it to your personal Facebook page. You can share it to your Instagram. You can share it to your stories or to your reels. You can share it wherever you share it. Share it via email. I don't care how you share it. But the other thing about it is just don't keep this podcast and this content a secret. Make sure to tell the guys in your life about what it is that we do. Because I know a lot of guys that are like, yeah, you know, how did you read that book or how'd you find that book? It's like, well, I mean, a buddy gave it to me. A buddy suggested it to me. Again, I talk about our foxhole on Sunday nights all the time. Like those books that we read, they usually came from recommendations from somewhere else, right? So make sure that you are following, rating, and sharing. But now we're getting into the deeper stuff. So, hey, Kyle, I want to help with Undaunted Life. How can I help? And this is super important. This part is super, super important. And I want to be very clear and very upfront with you guys. We've provided everything that we've ever done with Undaunted Life to you guys for free with no strings attached. And that has been since 2016. That was when we released our very first YouVersion devotional. It was back in 2016, if you can believe it. So all of our devotionals and now 189 of the previous podcast episodes have all been out there for free. Okay? But in order to expand, to improve the lives of more and more men that are just like you, we have to have your help. And there are no two ways about it. We absolutely have to get your help. So I've got two big asks for you today on this podcast or video, however you're taking in this content. The number one big ask is that you would partner with us by becoming a monthly donor to Undaunted Life. And the second is to introduce our content to your churches and to men's events. So let me kind of break into those a little bit further. So the first thing, partner with us by becoming a monthly donor, okay? Now, we've made a philosophical decision. This is very important, okay? This is because a lot of people ask for money. There's a lot of nonprofits out there. There's a lot of businesses that are asking for donations. Like, I get it. You're constantly getting inundated. You're getting emails. I get it. But I want to show you a little bit of a different philosophy here. We've made a philosophical decision here at Undaunted Life about how we are going to grow what we're doing here, okay? We will utilize free platforms like YouTube, like Instagram, like everything else, anywhere and any way that we can, okay? But we will not rely on them, okay? We also will not rely on crowdfunding sites like Patreon or different things like that. And there is a very, very clear reason for that. Because our content is ripe for cancellation. So we've talked about cancel culture, and there's a lot of kind of misnomers around what even cancel culture is. And so I'm going to be getting to that maybe even on next week's podcast, but certainly here in the very near future. But the things that we're talking about are heterodox. They are completely countercultural right now because we're looking at everything through a Christian worldview, which is kind of counterculture now. But also we tell the truth about LGBTQ issues. We tell the truth about what's going on in the country in terms of crime, in terms of racism and those different things. And we're going to tell the truth in terms of what we see with COVID-19, with things going on in politics. But the thing is where we fall on those issues, guys, is not where big tech falls, right? So you've seen and you've heard, you've heard about people that have been kicked off Patreon, right? For either a position they hold that is offensive or a thing that they said that they deem to be offensive. There's also the hate speech regulations that are going around with things like YouTube, like Google. And so for us, we're going to use YouTube as long as we can use YouTube. And guys, we've got a lot of changes and a lot of things that we're going to plan to do there. But what we've decided to do is to take the direct to you approach, or I guess a better way of saying it would be direct from you approach. This is similar to what Steven Crowder does with, you know, Mug Club and things like that, to where it's like, okay, you become a member. And then that allows him to have the money to produce the content that he needs to produce, even if he is canceled from YouTube, completely deplatformed. If he is taken off of Twitter, he'll still be able to maintain the content. It'll just have to go through his personal site. Okay. So I know if I'm like you guys, I've got a lot of things that I give to on a monthly basis, right? So I've got, you know, my Amazon Prime subscription, and I've got, you know, UFC Fight Pass, and I've got all these different things that I spend money on. I don't usually have a lot of funny money. I don't really spend money on, you know, coffee and all that kind of stuff every day. But we all spend money on things that when we look back on our monthly budgets or our yearly budgets, we're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I spent that much money on that. And I'm not hating on the entertainment and spending money on this or money on that, unless you're watching Netflix. Got a problem with that. Go back to my episode where I talked about why you should cancel Netflix. But The thing is you have to think about whether this content is going to be an improvement to your life overall and an improvement to the men in your life. Because guys, we're going to continue to expand our offerings. And I'm going to give you a list here in just a second of all the things that we're planning to do after we get these monthly donations, after we get all that running, because there's a lot more that we can do, but we have to have the means to do it. Things definitely cost money. We will expand and change and improve how we do donations. But for now, I just wanted to get everything up on our website. So you can literally go to www.undaunted.life/donate. Again, /donate to become a partner with us. And then there's the second part, the second big ask, which is to introduce our content to your churches and your men's events. Okay. So also on my website, I've got undaunted.life/speaking. So one thing that I do is whenever my content has been introduced to people or churches, they will have me come in and speak at their men's events, right? And so a lot of people, just like the content I was talking about from the top, you have a lot of these men's speakers. Again, I'm using air quotes for those that can't see me. They're basically presenting in a feminine way, but they're doing it cloaked as a man, I guess is the easiest way to say it. And guys leave mildly inspired by the story or whatever happened, but then they don't really make any tangible changes. And so one thing about my style in terms of whenever I speak, especially when I speak live, is I have expectations on people in terms of what they're going to do and how they're going to adjust things. I'm not your cheerleader, right? I'm not the guy that you just wind up and send on stage and say, all right, get everybody excited, even though they're not going to do anything with the stuff that they learn by tomorrow. So we have a definite way of doing that, which changes things to where guys can actually improve immediately. They've got tangible things they can do that day. But also, I consult with churches. So a lot of churches struggle with men's ministry, and some of them struggle with even defining what men's ministry is, even in the macro sense. A lot of them maybe just do once or twice a year, they'll do some sort of a cookout, some sort of a men's prayer breakfast or something like that. Or they'll bring in a, you know, retired football player to come and speak to the guys, or it's something like that. And those aren't necessarily wrong, but that's not men's ministry. Like, let's just be real. That's just an event. That's just a program. They're not doing anything to make their church more man-friendly or man-centered. And that goes back to our vision. We want churches to be more man-friendly and more man-centered. And so we are actually consulting with churches to help them get a vibrant, actual men's ministry going in their churches. If you're struggling with getting your men to commit to volunteering, to doing projects, to mentoring, to discipling, there's an issue there. And it's not just an issue that you should lament. It's an issue that you should take strides to actively change. So again, the two big asks are, one, become a monthly provider or a monthly donor to Undaunted Life, partner with us in that way. And the second thing is to introduce our content to your churches, into your men's events. But guys, if we're able to do the things that I just said there on the donator side, right? So you can donate as a one-time donation or you can donate monthly. Here's the types of things that you can expect. Here are the things that we've talked about here internally. Here are things that we've kind of prepared to really go in that direction of creating more stuff that's in that vein that you guys want. So one is expanded podcast offerings. Okay, so we're going to expand this podcast to way more than just one day a week, right? And that will lead to also more interviews and things like that. A new studio. So as you can see, if you are watching this right now, this is a temporary studio. It works great for me. This is actually, I think, my third different studio that I've kind of moved around and done things with. It works great, but we will have a new studio, so it's more conducive to people coming in so we can do the next thing, which is live interviews. We want to do a lot more live interviews here in this area, or me on site interviewing people other places as well. We will have expanded devotionals for our site and for YouVersion, because a lot of you guys are like, hey, why do you only have these ones that are up here now? I want to have more. I get it. We want to expand that offering to you. The next thing is expanding YouTube content. Again, producing good YouTube content can be expensive, like making sure that you have the equipment, that you have the people that can edit it up, because right now it's basically just me doing a lot of things on the content side. Foxhole curriculum for men's groups. Episode 104 of this podcast called Your Foxhole is one of the most listened to episodes, one of the favorite episodes from you guys out there. And it's because most guys don't have a foxhole. They don't have a group of guys that they can be around. And I'm going to develop curriculum around those types of things so that you're not sitting there wondering like, oh, I don't know how to do any of these things. Like, how do I build my own foxhole? We're going to build that curriculum out for you. Also, man-friendly church curriculum for churches. I've already talked about that. Rites of passage curriculum for fathers and sons. That is one of the things that is most requested for these men's groups and men's entities. And either they just ignore it or they don't really know how to address it. We're going to address it. We're going to create definable curriculum. Okay. We've also talked about doing mastermind groups. So getting you guys into these digital groups where you can kind of like, you know, be iron sharpening iron, writing books. I've been asked to write books a lot about a lot of different things. And I think early in one of my earlier episodes, I said, it's more likely that I would write a book than write another devotional. Well, I'd like to do both for you guys. Also book clubs. I looked at some of you guys and I asked you guys for your feedback a few months back. And a lot of guys were like, I want to do like a digital book club. So we're looking into how we can pull that off for you guys to where you can interact with one another as we're all kind of reading the same book. We've talked about doing live events. So getting you guys together at different places in the United States to do live events, excursion type things. Also, one-on-one coaching and mentoring. I've been asked to do some one-on-one mentoring with some folks, like some guys that, hey, they have the means and they have the time and they want to kind of shift some things and take care of some things in their life. They want to build spiritual, mental, and physical resilience, and they want me to kind of coach them in that way. Also, merch. I've been asked a million times to do merch. Hey, Kyle, I want a sticker for my truck, or hey, Kyle, I want a t-shirt, or one of those things. Well, building out a store and making sure that we have all the things in place, all the logistics in place, to where you can get the stuff that you need. All those things are important. So that's kind of the general list of some of the things that we will do with these donations with the guys like you that are going to partner with us. But also, I just need you guys to let me know like what kinds of things you want first, because it is impossible to do all the things that I just said on that list right now. And so there are some low-hanging fruit things that we're working on right now, but ultimately, I'd love your feedback. So send me an email, info@undaunted.life. Again, that's just info@undaunted.life. Let me know what it is that you're into, okay? Like, hey, I really want this first, or I want that, or, you know, hey, I don't really care about this type of thing, or here's something that wasn't on your list, but something that you should super consider. So all that's great. We've got all that out of the way. You've got the mission and vision. You kind of have why we're doing what we're doing. You've got the kind of the minor asks, and then you've got the deeper level things, right? Partnering with us and then sharing this content with your churches, right? So you're all on board with that. But here's the bottom line, guys. We're stepping out on faith that this thing, whatever this is, will grow. And that you will support us in that growth, okay? We're going to let the open marketplace tell us whether or not our content has a wide enough audience to continue doing this, okay? Like, I'm not a super romantic guy. I'm not just going to ride this thing out for the sake of riding it out. We want to make sure that the marketplace can sustain the types of things that we're going to do. And if we find out that it doesn't, then we'll close up shop. I mean, it's just that simple. I mean, we'll go do something else and leave you all with the content that we've made up to that point with the devotionals and the videos and the podcasts and different things like that. We'll just leave you with those things. But we believe that God has called us into this fight. So we are going to give it absolutely everything that we've got, absolutely everything that we've got. We refuse to look back on this time period in our lives, especially for me personally. I refuse to look back on this time period of my life and think about it and regret and wish that I would have done something different or wish that I would have done more or pushed harder. We're going for it 100%. We just ask that you come along with us. All right, guys, before we let you go, we are going to do a quick resilience boost at Undaunted Life. Our mission is equipping men to push back darkness with content that forges spiritual, mental, and physical resilience. So I'm just going to run down the links I have for you. They're all from our website. So it's just the generic website that we have. Then we also have the donate page, the speaking page. Then we also have the subscribe on YouTube. So guys, you can check out our YouTube channel. We've got all of our backlog updated there. So you can go there. A lot of these videos don't even have views yet because we've literally just uploaded them. So you can go find out the stuff there. Also where you can find us and follow us on Instagram and on Facebook. And again, don't forget to rate and review wherever you can. All right, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. I really do appreciate it. Wherever you're listening to this, please subscribe, rate, and review. If you want me to come speak live at your event or on your podcast, make sure you just send me an email at info@undaunted.life. You can follow us on Instagram and like us on Facebook. Check out our website for everything else. That's just www.undaunted.life. And we want to thank the band August Burns Red for allowing us to use their entire music library for our content. The intro outro track on this podcast is their song Defender, which is off their latest record entitled Guardians. The links are in the description. I'm your host, Kyle Thompson. Remember, keep pushing back darkness. Keep forging spiritual, mental, and physical toughness. Keep seeking the Lion of Judah.